Your Year for Change. Written and read by Bronnie Ware.
What I have learned most is that to live without regret, to have a life you can look back on with genuine acceptance and peace, there are certain values and actions you must honour consistently. To cultivate such a life, and it is a cultivation process, one of ongoing growth and nurturing, you must learn to exercise new habits. In order to live without regret, you must work consciously, developing courage, hope, gratitude, faith, honesty, compassion, positive thought, healthy action, trust, presence, acceptance of change, self-love and self-respect, and a heart-honouring attitude. With these characteristics in mind, I now share with you 52 stories from my life. Each comes with a message, a reminder of these qualities needed to create a life free of regret. The dying taught me that while there will be moments of significant learning through large events, it is actually day-to-day living that is the best teacher. You just need to open your eyes and heart to the messages that life sends. Some of the most significant insights will arise through the most subtle occasions. Through the gentle and sometimes seemingly ordinary reminders that are presented every day, you'll start to see how much you can genuinely own your own life. This is a joyous thing, and it is your right. These 52 essays are reminders that it absolutely is possible to find strength, develop gratitude, and make the right choices for your life. They are observations made through the footsteps of my journey, but are relevant to us all in the messages that they share. Some of them come from my blog, Inspiration and Chai. Others are adaptations from the blog, beginning their journey there and changing shape and direction in their own evolution onto these pages, and many are brand new altogether. The stories are not listed in chronological order, nor are they in perfect seasonal flow. The choice of order has been a very conscious one, though, to emphasise each story's message while still allowing space for contemplation. Life is full of a variety of lessons, and these are shared from many angles. The mind will do its best to resist change initially as you take more conscious control of your life. For this reason, repetition of certain messages is also intentional. It allows the lessons to keep building on each other, assisting you to understand yourself on a deep soul level. The book is structured to initially accompany you for 1 year, with a story for contemplation each week. If you are tempted to listen right through instead, then of course do. However, the experience gained through more contemplation on a weekly basis will be much more beneficial and longer lasting. So if you do listen right through straight away, it will still bring more benefit to revisit each story again with more time given to it. To truly gain from the messages shared and to initiate permanent positive change in your thinking and therefore your life, I suggest you keep a journal nearby. If the message of the essay is about discovering new parts of yourself, for example, then use that week to make notes in your journal about your observations. If the message is about compassion, see how that applies to your current outlook and situation. Open yourself up intentionally to the message of the story, find how it fits into your current life, and discover what you can learn and apply from it. As the year unfolds, you will be treading more consciously along your path, finding strength to make changes, recognizing both the old and new parts of yourself with kindness, and discovering daily reasons for gratitude that may have once gone unnoticed. Through these observations from everyday life, you will come to understand that it is worth every effort to put positive action and self-love into practice, to create the life your heart is calling you for, and to make this your year for change.